time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Broward County, Florida Sheriff Scott Israel revealed in a Thursday press conference that the armed deputy assigned to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School during the deadly shooting last week stayed outside the building during the attack and failed to engage the shooter.
Scott Peterson was absolutely on campus through this entire event. He was armed. He was in uniform. But what I saw was a deputy arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in. He remained outside for upwards of 4 minutes. He went on his, he got on his radio at a point in time, and he took up a position where it looked like he could see the westernmost entry into the building. And stayed where he was. Never went in. Devastated. Sick to my stomach. There are no words. I mean, these families lost their children. We lost coaches. I've been to the funerals. I've been to the homes where they sit and shiver. I've been to the vigils. It's just, there are no words.
The president's solution is to arm teachers, as he explained again at a school safety meeting on Thursday.
One of the fake news networks, CNN last night, was saying, I want teachers to have guns. I don't want teachers to have guns. I want certain highly adept people, people that understand weaponry, guns, if they really have that aptitude, because not everybody has an aptitude for a gun, but if they have the aptitude, I think a concealed permit for having teachers and letting people know that there are people in the building with gun, you won't have, in my opinion, you won't have these shootings because these people are cowards. They're not going to walk into a school if 20% of the teachers have guns. It may be 10% or maybe 40%. And what I'd recommend doing is the people that do carry, we give them a bonus. We give them a little bit of a bonus. Frankly, they'd feel more comfortable having the gun anyway, but you give them a little bit of a bonus. So practically for free, you have now made the school into a hardened target.
The idea has been condemned by educators, law enforcement, and the public. And on MSNBC, Chuck Todd posed some important questions that would have to be considered.
What type of gun would teachers carry? How much ammo per teacher? Who pays for the guns? Who trains the teachers with the guns? Who certifies the teachers with guns? How much more money do teachers with guns make than teachers without guns? Do all the teachers know which teachers are carrying? Do all the students know which teachers are carrying? Where are the guns stored? Does each classroom have a gun safe? Who knows the code to the gun safe besides the teacher? What happens to the guns overnight? Would armed schools now need 24/7 armed security to protect their guns? Is this just for high schools? What about elementary schools? What about preschools? Will armed teachers be present on field trips, at after-school activities, at sporting events, at sports practices, at music recitals, at school plays? Can a teacher lose his or her concealed carry status if he or she has disciplinary problems? How about domestic problems? Will parents need to sign waivers in case their children are accidentally shot by teachers? Can we rely on teachers to be able to shoot one of their colleagues if they lose it? Can we rely on teachers to be able to shoot a student? None of these are easy questions. But the point is, that's just some of the questions that any policymaker or any organization that represents the gun manufacturers who believes that a good guy with a gun stops a bad guy with a gun is going to have to answer before we implement a program like this. And does anyone seriously think that these questions can be answered in ways that are going to make parents and children feel comfortable?
In other news, U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller filed a new set of criminal charges on Thursday against Trump's former campaign chair Paul Manafort and Deputy Rick Gates that include bank and tax fraud. Chris Hayes has more.
New charges revealed tonight in Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Yet more indictments. Special counsel unsealing an additional 32 counts against former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and his aide Rick Gates. The new indictment claims Manafort and Gates hid income from the U.S. government and defrauded banks in applying for a series of loans, including jaw-dropping sums of money. Quote, in total, more than $75 million flowed through the offshore accounts. Manafort, with the assistance of Gates, laundered more than $30 million, income that he concealed from the United States Department of Treasury, Department of Justice, and others. These are in addition to previous charges from October against Manafort and Gates, including money laundering and failing to register as a foreign agent. These latest charges come less than a week after Mueller indicted 13 Russians and three Russian companies for, of course, interfering in the presidential election. And they come only 2 days after a Dutch lawyer, who no one had ever heard of before, pleaded guilty to lying to investigators specifically about some of his interactions that he had with Gates. It's a far-flung web of charges that so far does not in any way implicate the president himself. But the New York Times reports that Mueller could be trying to leverage that information to get closer to the White House. Quote, Mr. Manafort's friends have said that Mr. Mueller's indictment is an effort to pressure him into providing information about Mr. Trump and his campaign. If so, Thursday's indictment adds to that pressure. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.